we totally Django. Slept on a Christmas episode this year. We haven't, like, talked about kids or anything.
We're not doing it, dude. I can't afford it.
Everybody now brings...
talking last night. Maybe we do a Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Yeah. I like that. Instead of Christmas.
Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah. Okay. So, sorry. Ooh. So, Zach and Shane, your significant others, you have to let them know you can't celebrate Valentine's Day with them this year. It's with the boys. Valentine's Day is for the boys. Yep.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Who came up with it?
I think that was Woody.
That was me.
Good job, Woody.
Hey, thanks.
Zach, good job remembering, I guess.
Thank you.
It's always a challenge.
Christmas.
It's Christmas. We're going to sign Christmas cards after this. Mm-hmm.
If you haven't sent us your address, send us your address.
It's probably too late.
Yeah, probably too late.
We love collecting addresses, even if it's not for Christmas cards. Mm-hmm. Just knowing where everybody is. My name's Shane.
Well, we were looking at... I don't know what we were doing, but it just has, like, we looked up Tom Brady's address because we were going to send a Christmas card to Tom Brady. And it's like, yep, there it is.
Yeah.
Right online. On the internet. You online.
It's on mail all the time.
I mean, yeah, I would like to. We'll see if I get there.
I'm gonna send
Well, because I have hand delivered.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to send one to Jill Biden.
Jill?
Yeah.
That's good. Don't get in Joe's way.
We've talked about sending him to celebrities. Yeah. You need to do that.
You should send him to the White House every year.
And the thing is like, Joe and Jill, they have a huge sweet tooth. So, like, they're like, hey, send us, like, sugar in the mail. So, like, put a lot of white powder in it. Yeah. It'll get right to the Oval Office.
Have we talked about... We had they come across that. No, it's not the white powder, but they get nailed.
And they reply.
No.
Joe is like, stop. I can't do anything until I read all these Christmas cards. Yeah. I got to respond to them.
We had a guy that we used to work with that would send requests to get gear signed. And he would get, like, a fair amount of, like, responses, and then he would send a basketball, he'd send a jersey, and then you'd get it signed.
Whoa.
So, dude, they fucking open them. So,
if the White House?
No, like, professional sports.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Shoulder pads. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that would be tight. Joe, sign this basketball for me.
Okay.
But, yeah, if we were to send some... to some celebs and they open it. Come on.
Dude, LeBron James is fucking down the street. Send one to him.
True.
Send one to Ellen.
Send one to Ellen.
Oprah. Oprah.
Yeah.
We blew it by not getting on Ellen when she was still on TV.
We didn't have enough years yet.
There's going to be another Ellen. There is another Ellen right now. There will always be Ellen, dude.
No. Maury. Who is the next
Ellen? Maury's still doing his thing.
Yeah,
that's like 30 fucking years.
Yeah.
Jesus. You don't just give up on that.
Yeah, best job ever.
Yeah,
you are not the father. Yeah.
You get to deliver great news week in, week out, you know?
Do you think they film those, like, I always forget that, like, if you go on Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy, you're doing multiple...
Oh, it's like 9 to 5.
Right, so does Maury do... that the same thing? Like, does he...
Probably.
Damn.
They probably shoot, like, 10 episodes a day.
You're ruining people's day for 5 hours straight.
That would be such a chill day. Yeah. Like, an audience member of, like, 10 episodes of Maury. Yeah. It's like, this two-headed child, like, was found in a dumpster. Whoa. Are you the father?
When it comes to Zach Johnson, you are not the father.
Hell yeah.
And then they're doing the fucking...
backflip.
Oh!
Yeah.
They don't ever have the child there, do they?
No, that's pretty traumatic.
That's what sometimes, I was gonna say. Yeah, sometimes they do, but it's usually like a baby. It's like they can't.
The baby's fine.
That's very traumatic.
Yeah.
I'm letting the Maury show use my current location, so we'll figure it out.
Oh, we all go to a Maury show.
That would be good.
That's a good Christmas card.
We all go to the Maury show and we sneak in some sort of recording equipment and we give a play-by-play.
Oh shit, is he gonna be the father?
Dude, guys, I don't know.
He looks like the father.
We have another father situation here.
This guy looks like a father for sure.
We get kicked out immediately.
Oh. It wants you to be a guest. I don't want to be a guest.
Well, yeah, what's what we're trying to
Christmas
do.
Card photo.
I was like,
oh, Christmas card photo.
This week, an hour-long special of the Christmas card boys.
That's good.
That's cool. Oh, I thought you were saying our Christmas card picture is us at Maury.
Well, that's it's a whole episode, an hour long, where he's asking all of us about like our childhoods and our upbringing and when did you guys first do the Christmas card?
Well, you were thinking like maybe, like we photobombed.
And then at the end, he's like, "Well, I would love to be on this year's Christmas card photo." And we take a big with the audience behind us.
Yeah,
a selfie stick.
Whoa.
And there's like a guy holding a paternity test, like mid backflip.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then we fight. Well, they don't fight on that show like Jerry Springer, huh?
I'm sure Maury's had a couple fights break out. I'm sure.
There's bouncers on stage for sure.
Yeah.
There's security present.
There's definitely. They're like in the show. They're the one that's holding the lady back when she tries to fight the guy.
Yeah.
Hand up.
It said be a guest, and I thought that meant like be a guest and like watch the show. But that's like what I thought be a guest too. Means be on the show.
What do they call the audience member probably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real ass dude of the week.
Okay.
I'm recommending two people.
Okay.
One, Matthew Perry and Matthew Perry's publicist. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, he died, RIP.
Yes.
Yep.
And it was like, oh, he was sober. You know, he was like, he won his battle. Like, he had a book come out, whatever. Yeah. And it was like, mysterious, he died. And then it was like, autopsy report reveals like he had enough fucking ketamine in his system drank a horse and he went into the jacuzzi
And then drowned.
Like, yeah.
And then why his publicist?
Because it's like when he died, that was all like nobody heard any of that. He's like, he was sober. We thought, well,
nice.
It was like, and then all these articles are coming out now where it's like close friends knew he never was sober.
Yeah, but like everyone's doing this one, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? In their minds, like in my mind, Matthew Perry's like, damn. He lost the battle, so you know what I mean. Like he was a good guy.
I mean, he did lose the battle, but
yeah,
it was. I just thought it was funny how it was like he did it. he did.
At the moment,
so it wasn't even close. He went to rehab like 20 times, dude. He was never gonna be clean.
Yeah.
It was. This is only gonna end one way.
Yeah, I know. I think we've nominated for like the comeback story, the Cinderella story, but just want to touch on Tiger Woods. He's been like golfing with his son, right? And his son's really fucking good, which I'll get there. I have beef. But he had his daughter caddy them. Mm-hmm. So it was just like he had this interview of like, oh, you know, it's like the first time that she's actually caddied for me. I'm just so happy and like such a special moment. And in that moment, I'm like, damn, dude, he just looks like the biggest family man again, coming back from cheating, drug abuse, fucking scandals left, right, drunk driving's DUI, right? And then now he's just like looks like the ultimate family man.
I feel like, if anything, it's like a kind of a fuck you to the daughter. Like,
yeah, that's where I thought you were going with
you're
that.
You're gonna caddy your brother and I?
Yeah.
You know, like,
kind of
look at my son, the prodigy.
Little, yeah, okay. A little misogynist.
Yeah. Here's my other thing. Yes, Charlie Woods is probably pretty damn good at golf.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to fucking check him, though, because he's turning into a little prick.
How old is he? I don't know.
He hit the drive and then waved
by
to it.
He, like, rips this ball and, like, fucking waves by to it, right?
He ripped it, right?
Every single interview's like, yeah, I'm fucking good. That deal, you know? Like, the other day, I think they did, they did, like, it's like a partner, which John Daly and his son were playing, which was so tight.
That's nice. How's John Daly's son?
Crushed. I think they won, like, the first day.
But is he wearing the loud pants? Is he smoking
grapes?
No,
he's pretty.
Drinking. No, okay, no. That's on his son. You are not the father.
Yeah.
And I think Woods, they once, I don't know, they did really well. And he's like, yeah, you know, we did really good. We were like off the tee really well, but we sucked at putting. And it was just this like weird, like,
you're talking to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, somebody needs, John Daly's kid needs to go like fucking get in his face.
Yeah,
like,
in the parking lot.
Just check him a little bit.
I think John Daly's kid is like 16, so that's like a good bully
situation.
He's a big
boy too.
Yeah.
Go bully him. That's what he needs.
Go bully him.
Just a little reality check.
Just even like a a flinch. Make him flinch.
And then two for flinching. Yeah. And then like tussle his hair so you know with the cap on and it fucks it up.
Mm-hmm. Go get him, Tiger. Like that kind of shit. Beta him.
Yeah.
Are we just gonna like gloss over the fact or like the thought of doing ketamine in a hot tub? Cause that sounds fucking chill.
Well, no. It's like the dumbest thing you can do.
Dude.
That You're, sounds
it
so,
does seem chill, but yeah. like
no, not, we, it was like two episodes ago we were talking to you about drugs and you're like not down to do yeah, anything. And now it's like, yeah, ketamine in a hot tub. Let's do it.
Means okay.
He was probably yeah. think about what he was feeling at that moment. He was probably just like, oh fuck yeah, in the hot tub.
That's
then,
what I'm saying.
Well, he just like passed out and then drowned.
He should have had a spotter, you yeah. know?
Or just yeah. like, you know, there's gotta be some kind of way to like tie yourself up so you just kind of like hang
or just wear,
there,
wear like
you
a
know?
Flotation yeah, visor on like, your neck. Yeah, so like a baby. Baby. In the tub.
Yeah. yeah. Okay.
A picture of you high on ketamine passed out in a hot tub.
Or it's like, or it's like you died and that's how they found you.
Just yeah.
Like your head floating above the water with like. Drowning in vomit.
Yeah.
Hot. Did you guys hear about the congressional staffer that got caught filming amateur gay porno in the Senate
okay, yes.
hearing?
And now he's in some serious trouble.
Yeah, wait, he was filming is. Porno in the Senate hearing?
This, like, 24-year-old, like, twink guy. Yeah. He was a Senate aide. And you know those big, like, hearing rooms that, yeah. like, are on C-SPAN and shit yeah, whenever yeah, they yeah. do, like, a congressional hearing? He filmed a gay porno with another man there and, like, got caught doing it.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
How that do you just think seems you like won't such. Get caught?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's such a public place. Like, how.
And not to mention,
I'd love
like,
to hear no, the game plan.
He only got caught because they, like, posted the video.
Yeah.
Oh, so he straight up had access to that room and got.
They fucked.
I just can't imagine being, like, this room, like, in the fucking. Congress yeah. building
with cameras installed everywhere.
Yeah, like we could fucking hear and like totally confident enough to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's probably not the first time gay sex has happened in that room.
No.
It's just the first time that someone filmed it and then posted it.
Ooh.
Think about the Greeks were doing the same thing, yeah. dude.
Democracy, dude. That's how you get bills passed.
Yeah.
Banging.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know when they say putting pork in the bill? It's like that. They, yeah. That's what that means.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a real thing?
And that's also what they mean when they say working across the aisle.
Whoa.
Whoa.
The Twitch terms of service changing from
yeah.
they're going to allow artistic nudity past that, and it was like immediate, like all the hentai boys drawing naked hentai girls. People drawing naked furries, big yep. old furry hogs everywhere, all over Twitch.
I feel like that's okay, right?
It's artistic.
It was, they were like, allowed it, and then like the backlash was so insane that like they re-rolled it or whatever.
It was like 18 hours.
Day. Yeah, it was like, we realized that we messed up, and that we can't have that, and they like rolled it back.
Why can't they have that?
Because I guess, I don't fucking know.
There's too many furry
people.
Hogs
yeah,
on the internet.
Too many furry hogs on the internet.
There's
yeah.
a furry hog limit
it's
to the
art.
Internet. You'll break the internet.
Are leading up to that, I think there was the new, because it's, okay, there was the hot tub trend, right?
Yep.
And then
is that
like,
still happening?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it was like, whatever, workout in my fucking bikini. And now, I guess, it's just, like, she's naked, but it stops at, like, top boob, the camera.
It's, like, just
so
above
nip.
The nipple.
Yeah, like, just above. So they're like, okay, I don't know. It was weird. Like, you have that, and then you're just like, all right, fuck it. We're going to allow nudity.
Allow it all, dude.
All the horn dogs just came out fucking ready to go.
Dude, the
internet. It was too much.
The funniest thing about that girl streaming that, so, like, you can't see her nipples. The top of her breasts are oiled, but the top of her chest is not oiled. So the oil stops. The oil stops at, like, the top of the pec. And it's like, why not just be completely oiled?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
I saw a good quote tweet after they allowed the artistic nudity, and it was Kick quote tweeting Twitch, and it was like, yeah, we're gonna be more strict on our rules with like, what we're gonna allow. Good. Yeah, it was like we saw
Kick
what's going
them when
on.
They're
on
down.
Yeah, we saw what was going on Twitch, and we're gonna tighten up a little bit.
That's good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Beast. All I'm seeing recently from Mr.
Fucking
Beast.
I hate that guy.
Is, I mean, he's doing some really good things.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's the devil.
No.
He's opening up wells
like
in
dude.
Africa.
He's yeah. the devil.
Shut up.
There's Bill Gates is opening up things in Africa, too.
True. I can't
I do
combat
see
that. I can't combat that. But recently, the videos I've seen is like, I'll give you $10,000 a day to be locked in the supermarket. And then the guy's job is to, you have to scan like $10,000 a day of items throughout the supermarket.
That's just a job. This is working at the supermarket.
but he gets $10,000 a day. But he's just slowly making these people go insane. Like, I saw one where 45 days in, the guy's, like, cracking. I don't know if I can do this, thinking about my family. And then he, like, brings in the girlfriend and the wife. And they have, like,
the
this
The girlfriend
huge,
and the wife?
Or, whoa, I couldn't tell if it was his girlfriend or his wife. Okay. And they have this, like, huge exchange of, like, oh, my God, I'm gonna miss you so much. It's like, all right, back into the fucking dungeon. I'm like, dude, that's like, all I see from him lately.
He's the devil, I fucking told you.
But he's also opening up wells in Africa.
No.
I feel like there's
that's
wells?
Like that's a penny in the, like a drop. Yeah. That's a drop in the
maybe,
bucket.
But like there is a huge backlash to Mr. Beast on the internet and it doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't.
He hasn't done anything bad. If anything, he's doing so much chill shit. But there's a bunch of people like Corey out there where they're like, it doesn't fucking make any sense.
I hate his face.
Loser.
And his smile.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm not a huge fan of him either, but like he makes content. He doesn't hurt anybody. He gives back to communities. Like, he's fine. Dude.
He's claiming, I'm waiting for the skeletons to come out of the closet, though, because I saw him on Rogan, and he's like, why do I need money? He's like,
I think he's too autistic to have skeletons in his closet.
Acoustic.
I think he's a little.
I saw people. It's not artistic anymore.
It's acoustic.
Like that man.
I kind of like that.
Man's acoustic.
He's on the acoustic spectrum.
Yeah. That's really good.
I like that.
Or like somebody will like tweet something and somebody will comment like, "Are you acoustic?" Confirmed.
We got to talk about Trump, dude.
Oh, he's Trump dunk.
I would love to be a speechwriter for that man. The dude. The lemon line.
Read it. Read the whole. You sent the four pictures.
When life gives you lemons, Joe Biden kills you, dude. That's
Where did you send that?
That was in the FDN group chat, the fantasy date night group chat.
He's just the. It's so perfectly said as well.
When I was president, had lemonade and everybody loved it. It was great. Now Joe Biden makes lemonade that kills you. Bacon is more expensive. Gas is more expensive.
Yeah, there it is. I was looking for the bacon.
But hey, when life gives you lemons, Joe Biden kills you.
Nope.
Yeah, he's just going to win. Joe Biden doesn't have anything to say back to
him. He was at the UFC fight last night with Kid Rock. They just are boys now, I guess, which is pretty sick.
Yeah. A news thing that came out this morning from Trump. Trump campaign says Ron DeSantis has a future as, quote, pizza delivery driver. Since he won't be able to work in politics ever again because voters will never forget his disgusting behavior.
Yeah.
What was his disgusting behavior?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
The lemonade didn't kill you when I was president. It was tasty and fun to drink. We loved the lemonade, didn't we?
The call out to the crowd to respond to
and
it.
Then the answer for them.
Lemonade.
We did love the lemonade.
Let me ask the question and I'm answering.
We did, but not under Biden. Bacon is more money, gas is more money, the lemonade is more money, and it kills you. Dude. Left hand you lemons, Joe Biden kills you with them. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did you see too that they passed the resolution that no president can unilaterally leave NATO?
Yeah.
Which is like, it was like both Republicans and Democrats were like, yeah, Trump's gonna win.
It's like
he's gonna fuck us up. Let's fucking cover this now.
Yeah.
Whoa. Leaving. He was threatening to leave NATO,
That's why they did it. Because they're like, hey, if he's president, he might fuck us. Let's make sure we get this in place first.
Yeah.
Guys, did you see that Daddy Yankee is retiring from music to devote his life to Jesus?
No, who's Daddy Yankee?
Dominic Gasolina.
Oh, okay.
Gasolina.
Well, he did it.
That's not that surprising. Yeah, I feel like that song always had Christian undertones.
Yeah.
Well, it's about piss. Gasoline is about piss.
No.
It's about getting peed on.
Break it down for me, then.
Give me the gasoline.
Okay.
No, you're right. I see you.
Okay.
Give me that piss. Okay.
It's something about it smells funny.
Okay.
Like gas.
Okay.
Like gas.
Okay.
I gotta look up the translation because I don't speak Spanish very well.
You got gasolina pretty good.
Yeah.
While Corey's doing that, I have like a small.
Wow. Whoa, Zach's bringing
Zach
something.
Some
I,
news
do, I got a new segment. I just got a new segment.
Okay, okay.
Just good. I'm just going to start a new segment. Right. Mm-hmm. Zach's shower thoughts. Just I, sometimes during the week, I think of something and I'm like,
I'd love I to be inside yes. your brain during
yeah,
the shower.
Yeah, there's some weird shit going on.
Yes.
This one is, have you guys ever thought about how Christmas is like arguably the best holiday for perverts?
Well, like, and why is that?
Okay. You can get children to sit on your lap if you're an old man.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
You yes. can be a peeping Tom, go around and look at Christmas lights, and nobody's going to think it's strange.
Okay. Yes. Hold on. Pause.
Okay.
I like... Hold on, let me refrain. I don't like that, but the thought of that, of like, you have the fucking Christmas lights and you're kind of looking at Christmas lights, but you're really secretly trying to find a good peeping Tom spot. Like, yeah. Oh, wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then you're just, okay, I like that.
How'd
okay.
you get these lights up in this tree? Oh. Let me check it out.
I wonder where the stables are on this yeah. windowsill. Yeah.
Where yeah. are the outlets on the outside of this house? Mm-hmm.
It made me think of it because I, like, my street is fucking gnarly with Christmas lights, and I'm, like, doing the dishes, and there's, like, kids in my front yard. Just, yeah, like, no. like, I look outside, and they're, like, looking at me, and it's, like, there's all these fucking perverts out yeah. here. Mm-hmm. If you're a dick-in-the-box guy, this is kind of a niche kink, but it's probably the best holiday to be a dick-in-the-box guy.
The thing is, all of these, though, also apply to Halloween.
No. Dick in the box doesn't work so good. Lights does. Nobody's going to sit on your lap.
Costume.
You can't be. How are you going to get kids to
you
sit on your lap
and
help
you? Have penis Halloween? In the candy bowl.
Dude.
And they yeah. reach yeah. for the candy.
How do you get kids to sit on your lap?
I admit,
you do the like Halloween. You sit on your porch step and you, like it looks yep. like you're a Halloween decoration, but you're actually. Yeah.
And you
there.
Have the Halloween.
Halloween
bowl.
Is a good holiday for perverts. I'm yeah. not saying that. I just think Christmas is better.
If you like this candy, little boy, yeah. you should see the candy.
Is, that is that I think is the best candy. Angle you have. You've been trying to lure little children in for sure. Can't do that on Christmas.
You could do that with cookies and milk.
Yeah, you could. Or just
you
like
poison the milk.
Or like, hey, Santa left the present in
not
my house.
Not cookies, just the milk.
No, don't ever poison cookies. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. That's dark, Shane.
Yeah, that was just my shower thought. Okay. Pretty sure Christmas is the best holiday for perverts.
Because it's like, if somebody's lactose intolerant, then it's like...
They're not going to drink the milk.
Yeah, and it's like God... So it's dice. Like yeah, it's like God making... Yeah, it's divine intervention. Oh, it's like, okay, well... Your life is saved. Jesus saved you. It's like his birthday or whatever.
He's risen.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem, it's
not his... Yeah, it's his birthday.
It's the day of his birth.
When was it? When did he rise?
3 days Easter. Later.
Three days later on Easter?
No, dude. His That's... birthday is December 25th. Yep. He has risen December 28th, dude. That's why we celebrate
then,
December 28th.
Why don't we why don't we celebrate
baby
December
New Easter? Year.
Huh?
It's the baby New Year.
Yeah.
You guys are dumb. Because he was born on Christmas, but not really. I think he was like actually born like 2 months later. And then he dies on Easter, and then... Or he was dies 3 days before Easter,
Friday,
and then he
Friday.
Comes back on Easter.
Which they shouldn't call yeah. Good Friday.
No,
it's kind
it
of a bad Friday.
Bad day.
And then he is risen December 28th. And then he becomes a human on January 1st. That's his new year.
God,
that's why you have
the year
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
God, yeah.
And then there's like the 12 different signs of the year, like the dragon, the monkey, the
yes.
dragon,
the pig.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
after the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
We haven't even gotten
and
Hanukkah
then,
yet. Though.
No.
It's
all connected. Menorahs. Yeah.
Latkes. I really want some potato pancakes.
Latkes were always so bland. Whenever we ate them in school.
Dude. Well, eating them in school, dude.
The liberal schools were scaling back the latkes we got to eat.
I'm getting some fucking kimchi on the latke. I'm like
kimchi latkes?
Fusion latkes.
Sounds really good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've only done it with applesauce, which
no. You need some
really
sour
good.
Cream. You need some sriracha. You need some fucking all kinds of shit.
Sauerkraut.
Fantastic.
I love sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good for your gut, too. It's
love
good
sauerkraut.
For your belly.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hospitalized after falling and breaking his hip.
He's dead.
I saw that.
That's a big hip, too.
That's a big
that
how
hip.
Old is
that
he?
Hip's hard working.
He's old.
He's like 88 or something
I no
crazy.
Idea.
I mean, like
he's dead.
Yeah. If you're an older person, you break a hip, it's basically a death
sentence. It's downhill from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah. I had two moments this week in real life that I've decided that I'm going to go on a crusade.
Like an old-time holy one?
Well, come on, dude.
It's my own personal crusade for the betterment of society.
Okay.
Like...
You're going to get all them Muslims.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I love... Let's just put a pin in crusade.
Yeah.
Because I love that idea. maybe movie.
I'm on a fucking mission from God.
You already have the sword.
Yeah. So
that's a great crusade sword.
Like, you know when you're kids and you're like, you're raised and it's like, oh, like if you break the law, like you're gonna get caught, you know? Mm-hmm. Or it's like when you go through TSA, like you better not bring drugs on the plane or else you're gonna go to jail for a long time. There's all these things that we're told that like have no base in reality. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, think of all the times you broke the law and like never got caught.
I've never broken the law.
Like you're raised in this like fear of like there's always the government or the police or like someone's always watching, so like you better be good, you know, mm-hmm. And it's like it's all bullshit. And we have to regulate. We have to be a part of the society that helps regulate it because, like, yeah, you can't rely on the cops because of ACAB and they all suck. But it's like there are things that happen in our society that you can kind of be the change you want to see in the world.
So you want to change.
It sounds like you want to be more of a vigilante.
Yeah, vigilante. Yeah. I don't know if that's a crusade. No,
vigilante is like
Batman.
Let me give you an example of something that happened. So I was at the gym yesterday. And I was in the steam room. I like to do like 10 minutes in the steam room. Yeah. Jacking off, as Shane was saying. I like to jack off in the public steam room.
Before my workout.
And
that's where it all happens.
It's like pretty full. And then this guy comes in. It's like, it's co-ed, it's men, women, you know, it's in the steam jacket.
Oh, so you were for sure beating off.
No, I was not. Yeah, this is the change, guys. The steam rooms are for beating off, okay? Everybody's beating off.
But I did the beat off joke, and then you said, yeah, it was really full, and that got me. And then you said co-ed.
So I was in the steam room at the gym, and it's like kind of full, and this guy walks in. And
people get naked?
No.
Okay, good.
Like, people are wearing, like, bathing suits. Okay. And, like, sometimes they're wearing their full gym clothes.
I could definitely see some douchebag go, it's fine, I'm naked, and break that rule. Mm-hmm. That's when you need to be a vigilante.
This guy walks in, and he has his phone on loudspeaker, loud, and it's playing, like, The Weeknd, and it's like kind of like it's like so fucking loud. It was like dead silent before in the steam room. Like, there was one guy that was kind of meditating, you know, people kind of take their time to like detox there, and this guy walks in and it's like fucking the ones and twos are going, and like The Weeknd starts singing, and it was like no one was saying anything, and then like a minute went by, and then he started watching. He like changed it to a video that was like, if you want to get your max gains at the gym, you gotta blah blah, and there's like 10 people in there, and I was like, no. I was like, we cannot allow this to happen.
I love these stories from you. You always like, encounter them.
I feel like it's like 90% of them are at the gym.
Oh, too. That's yes.
I'm glad that was at the gym. But the gym, I don't really leave my house a whole lot, deal with the general pop. But, and so then it's like, oh, and like people are like sighing, and it's like some people are leaving. And I was like, fuck this, dude. I pull my phone out. And I've been listening to Conan O'Brien's podcast. Mm-hmm. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Shout out, friend of the show, Conan. Listen to our Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are available. Anyway, I put it on full blast, and I'm listening to this like Conan interview, and Conan's being like especially like annoying, and he's like, "Oh, I'm doing that fucking voice," blah, 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 blah. Yes. And he's like talking, and it's loud, and that goes on for like 15, 20 seconds, and the guy looks at me, and I'm just holding my phone like this. It's about passive aggression.
Yeah, don't engage.
Vigilantism. Yeah. Like, I was thinking, like, should I say? I was thinking about being like, hey, that music's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, or just like, but I was like, that's too confrontational. Like, I'm gonna, you know.
You kind of just show them how they're
being. And so I was like, oh, you're trying to listen to your bullshit video in a public space where, like, you know, and I was
Let
like,
me
okay,
show
fine.
You what that looks like.
And so I did it full blast, cranked it up, and it's like 15 seconds go by, 20 seconds, and then he stops, and then I stop, and it's quiet in the steamer.
Yeah, that's good.
And it was like, nobody, there was probably 10, 12 people in the room, nobody said anything. And then it was like dead quiet.
That's awesome.
I love that. And I was like, inside, I was like showering off after, like, fuck yeah, you did it. Like, taught him a lesson, and it was non-confrontational, and like everybody else in the room, like, it was
they knew what you were doing.
Yeah. And it 100%. Worked. And it was like a silent agreement. Society was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I like my go-to sometimes is just a very delayed answer or like reaction to the person. I was in UPS the other day returning some Amazon stuff, and there's three people in line. and this fucking older dude, Bluetooth, fucking puffer vest, just comes in hot.
Yeah.
And it's like, I need to return something. I don't know how to, and just like total over, I mean, it's the holiday season.
Yeah.
This guy's getting berated already by these two people being helped. There's three people in line, and no one's really doing anything. And I just do this very slow, like, bend, and like, just look dead lock in the eyes. And he like, looks at me, looks back, looks at me, looks back, and I just hold.
Yeah.
And then I look at the line in front of us, and then this lady looks at him, and it was like a unifying moment. Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm all about just the delayed, very subtle, like, it's, this guy's a fucking moron.
It's really an art. And, like, you get, both of those are great. And the fact that, like, it's, you can't be confrontational in this day and age. You don't know what fucking whack dog you're going to run into. Yeah, exactly. Mm, like, you don't know what, some people are out there just trying to fucking catch a fight.
Yes.
Yep. And it's like, you got to do it in such a careful way. Both of those, yeah, masterclass.
And I probably wouldn't have done it if it was just him and I in the steam room.
Yeah.
Like, there's no cameras in there. That's, like, if he clocks me and I hit my head really hard on the ground, like, that could change my whole life. Yeah. You know?
The sugar on top is the once he stopped, you stop.
Yeah,
right away. That's It turns
into like the Eastern Promises, like, bathhouse scene. Yeah. Where you guys are both fighting naked with knives and you have to kill him. So.
Yeah, so there was that one, which I was very proud of. And then the other one, it was the morning, and I was driving to the dog park. And there's this group of four women, suburban mom, you know, middle-aged women, and
they're these four women.
They're on their morning walk in the neighborhood.
Gross.
But they're walking, they're like power walking in the middle of the street, four people wide. So I'm in my car. My car doesn't make any noise. There's can't no engine it. Going. Mm-hmm. And so they can't hear me. I wasn't going to like honk at these women.
Yeah.
So I like, because I didn't want to like startle, you know, it's like whatever. And so I like, the street widens up a little bit. I have to like kind of follow that because they're four wide in the street.
Yeah, you can't.
And so like the street kind of widens up, and I like go next to them. Mm-hmm. And the one lady in the front, who's like clearly the leader of the group, I like roll up and my windows are down, and she goes like, "Whoa! Like, I didn't see you there. Like, I didn't hear your car. Like, can you give us a little like beep beep next time?" And I was like, "Yeah, can you maybe walk on the sidewalk next time?" And I said that, and the leader lady, like, straight up, like, imaginarily, like, grasped her pearl. She was like, and then there were two women that were, like, they weren't the leader, but they clearly were, like, bullied into doing whatever the leader did. Yeah. And they were like, "Oh, my God, like, what's Cheryl gonna do?" You know? And then the last lady gave me, like, a... Yeah, like I told them multiple times we should walk on the sidewalk, and it was like just that snapshot. It was like so clear, the whole dynamic. Like, I looked like through years of these women's histories of like all the shit that they've been through.
Yeah,
and then I drove off, and it was like, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
And then you had the bike one at the gym. You're just all sorts of.
You are on a personal.
I think
crusade.
You're just. It's a crusade.
I wouldn't have said anything if she didn't say anything. Yeah, like, lady, the world doesn't revolve around your fucking bullshit. Where I have to honk at you for walking in the street. Like, don't fucking walk in the street.
And you were considerate because it's like, hey, my car is quiet. I'm probably sneaking up on him. I don't want to like get behind him and honk and scare the shit out of him.
Like, you want me? Like,
like, I thought I was making the right call, and you're the one who fucking put this
and
in the situation.
And then gave me shit for not like, fuck you, lady.
I think there's a bit of divine intervention as well, because I think that these types of people gravitate towards you.
Yeah.
And you're just so good at handling them that they're like, dude, give this guy more reps.
I do. Yeah, I think
this
so.
Guy
you're right.
more reps. He's getting really
I'm
fucking
gonna get
good.
Stabbed.
No.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah, no.
I don't care.
Because they're keeping tabs on you.
In society, I will martyr myself to improve my world around me.
The moment you start peacocking, like, in kind of violent way, you'll get less reps.
Yeah, but you're...
But I'm not.
No, you're consistently doing it well.
It's just like a... I'm just chiseling at the edges of society.
You're almost just dumbing yourself down a little bit and kind of like, yeah, maybe walk on the sidewalk? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not like an attack. It's more of like...
You have to empathize with their stupidity and be like, how can I show this person how stupid they are by using the same language that they're used to using?
Yeah.
You know?
It's Curb is ending after 12 seasons.
Yes.
And Woody's taking up the torch.
Yes,
dude. 100%.
I strictly wear like walking sneakers the everywhere simple, now because of my knees. Shoes. So like I got that. Yeah. The transformation is beginning. More cardigans are coming into my life, yep. You know.
How is the knee?
It's getting better. It's not fully there yet. Cool. It is getting better though. Christmas cards set me back a little bit, but had to sacrifice the body for those.
Do you want me to like get in there and see? I'll cut it open. See what's going on.
I thought you were gonna like offer to give me a good knee massage.
That too.
Okay. But yeah,
I'm just
be really the change sharp. You want to
just
see.
Make
in the
an
world,
incision
guys.
On both sides and see what you just get a look.
Mm-hmm. Put a GoPro in there.
Mm-hmm. A what?
A GoPro?
GoPro.
I know what you're saying.
Back to this crusade thing, though.
Yeah.
Join
the cause.
I kind of want to go on a crusade.
I, like you were saying, though, Shane, like, I don't ever really get presented with these opportunities. Maybe, like, 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And it's
I
like, Woody just gives them fucking, like, a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I was in the grocery store last night.
Wait, I had a joke.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I can't be on a boat.
What's the crusade? What does that have to do with the boat?
I just cruise and crusade, getting them mixed up.
When I think crusade, I also think like we're on a boat. We're like on a ship.
Yeah, we're on a.
You're a cruise aid.
I have
like hop out on the cruise aid.
Yeah. I have a sword.
Yeah. A sword.
Like Washington.
Warsh.
Washington.
But yeah, like it was funny when it happened. Like the steamer one, I was like, damn, I totally get, you know, in Fight Club where it's like just, you're like white middle-aged man and you're just bored and you're just like, what is this world we're living in? I had that epiphany. I was like, yeah, dude, this is fucking.
I need to beat somebody's ass.
Like, yeah.
What were you going to say before I interrupted you with my joke?
Know.
Come it's on, wild. Dude.
You interrupted me. I don't know what I was going to say.
It was a good... You had a good reason. That was a good joke, Corey.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so
you said you wanted to dive deeper into the crusade.
No, I've moved on from that. But I do... I'd like to dive deeper into the crusade now, if you'd like.
Let's go. I'm trying to inspire the cause.
But, like, see, my brain immediately, like I said before, it goes, like, we're on a ship. It's old time. We're on a crusade. But you're more of, like, present-day crusade. You know? So which crusade are we all taking?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what this
like we're pirate thing. Ships crusade. Like we're on the seas and you're like more on the forefront.
I told you I can't be on a boat.
No, a crusade is like a religious exhibition.
I understand. Yeah,
I don't think there's a boat relation.
Yeah. I acknowledged that. I said my picture of a crusade is us on a boat. So that's what I was thinking.
Where there's no one to like.
No, we're traveling to. Whatever our destination is.
Corey's tied up getting milk. We've done this before.
I'm back. You got me. I can't like imagine being on a boat unless Corey's getting milk.
The crusade is we have to transport the seed.
Okay. We're on a Corey seed crusade.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Have we talked about you getting sick? Have you been on a boat yet? Getting milked?
Probably. I get so seasick, it's not even funny.
I feel like if he's in the hole with no windows, getting milked and like pitch blackness, he wouldn't feel it.
Oh my god,
it.
No, I'd be so sick.
No, but that's the thing, we gotta keep you just like barely conscious. You're gonna be drugged up. You're gonna be
ketamine.
You're not even gonna know you're on this planet, let alone a boat.
Yeah, yeah. In a deep K-hole getting milked. And we'll have all these like this artwork that's all like land with even horizon lines, so you like, if we're trying to counteract the seasickness, you're like, oh, there's a farm in the distance. Oh, yeah. I'm not in a boat.
Because we can't have you getting sick. It's going to contaminate.
I'll be so sick.
It'll be just in the dark.
It'll be throw up and cum everywhere.
What if you're in one of those, like... What if you're in one of those like precog baths? Will that still feel like you're on the sea, or will that like equilibrium it out?
I don't think I could do it. I don't even think I could be in one of the deprivation tanks just because it would make me sick.
Okay,
I wouldn't know like where I am.
That sounds like you have claustrophobia.
You're just gonna be in the crow's nest the whole time.
I have like inner ear problems. I can't move. I can't move too quick.
I can't move.
When you're in like pitch blackness, like my dad had a friend who had his inner ear fucked up, and if it was like pitch black, he would fall over because he didn't have that sense of equilibrium.
I'm not there yet.
Okay. But if it's like dark, do you kind of lose your balance?
Not so much. I just can't be on a boat. will catch myself while I'm like surfing, and if it's like really choppy, I'll have to be like, okay, like get off my board, push my board away, and just like be in the water.
So we drag you.
We drag you behind the boat.
Behind the boat.
Yeah.
It's like a water world situation.
Yeah. I'm catching big fish.
Well, you're not catching fish. We're using you as bait. You're not doing anything. You're strictly the bait. We are the fishermen.
It's gonna be, if the fish gets close and he grabs it.
Kevin Costner.
I'm Kevin Costner.
No, you're not.
Whatever contraption we're dragging Corey in has to be a two-person thing, because somebody has to milk him. Yeah. He can't milk himself.
Or
the milk would be impure.
Maybe it's more of like a schedule, right? It's more of like, this is milking time.
And we reel him in.
Get on the boat.
And to maximize the potency of the seed, you got to give him a break.
We've realized. They're like, okay, when he's not being milked, he can be seasick. He can be throwing up on the boat. We don't care. But when he's being milked, it has to be pure. He has to be in the water.
Wait, no, I have that opposite.
Oh, okay.
I have him when he's
not being milked, he's in the water.
Or when he's too sick to milk, he's in the water. We throw him in the water as bait.
Like a snake.
He gets to cool off. He gets to kind of feel the...
When he's like lost so many calories from all the milk he's excreted and he's like shriveled up. It's so like we got to put this sponge back in the water.
We fish for 20, 30 minutes. He's feeling a little bit better. He's not sick anymore. We bring him back.
Constantly,
on the
I thought it was just once at 4 a.m.
Depends. No, we. I mean, maybe you have a good day.
We're
you
on a like fucking a crusade
we're
to bring
milking
your
you
seed.
Until you're dry, Corey. It's not like
we bring him back on the boat, straight back to milking.
I don't want
to
do that.
Yeah, let's dive deeper into this crusade.
Well, I think we just did it.
No, that's once we get to land, then we're just on the way to the crusade.
Yeah, we didn't even get to the crusade. Yeah. That was the preamble.
Yeah,
who are we bringing? Like, who needs the seed?
Everybody. What do you mean?
The Asians.
What kind of question?
No.
We're on a mission from God to spread the seed.
Yeah,
there can't ever be too much seed.
Asia.
Wait, I sent you that TikTok the other day of the like Chinese mountains and stuff.
Yeah.
How sick was that?
Corey sent me this.
And I was like, this is mine, brother.
That's true.
This is fucking mine.
We could do the same, though. We could find some really fucking cool
Chinese mountains.
John Cena movies. Picks. And say, we own that.
No.
Blood Seed.
Blood Seed.
That's the name of the movie. Dude.
There's some sort of kumite. It's not a kumite, but it's like there's a fight scene.
Just playing the hits right now.
Yeah. Like the end of the second act is like someone like goes into, they like somehow pick the lock to the hole. And there's been these like mysterious sounds for the whole like first hour of the movie. And it's like, don't go in that locked room, you know, whatever. Yeah. And it's like they pick it, and it's Corey being milked. By like someone like on like a pedal, you know, like running this weird Rube Goldberg machine.
We have a couple people on the ship that are crewmen. They don't really know what we're doing. They don't know where Corey goes. They understand that he's fished, right? So they don't need to know.
Yeah,
we're on a mission from God.
See that
they come across Corey being milked, and they're completely just terrified.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a hand crate, not a pedal.
There was like a medieval device. I saw a video of like a medieval device. Actually, Rob McElhenney quote tweeted it, but it was like you sit on it and somebody cranks it and something goes in your butt.
Yeah, I think we talked about that.
Isn't that what they did on Always Sunny with the fucking exercise bike?
Yeah. He's like,
it's a guy outside of the door where Corey is. He doesn't know what he's cranking, but he's cranking.
Yeah.
He's cranking a hog.
So it just has to be cranked at 4 a.m.
Months at sea.
Yeah.
Months at sea. And he finally goes, I need to know what I'm cranking. He picks the lock, opens the door.
And every time that he's cranking it, he hears like a, oh.
There's ghosts on the ship.
Just subtly in the back.
Also, I don't
when it's
no, I'm done being milked.
That's good. We think we're transporting some sort of animal or something.
I'm done being milked. I'm no longer agreeing to this.
You have any long
edge?
I am not being milked any longer.
Like
we haven't talked about the mechanics of how we're milking him either.
Shut up!
We're not getting milked.
We were just talking about the thing that goes up your butt. Maybe we don't like. There's nothing dick related. Maybe we're just stimulating the prostate.
It's just soft like nipple grazes.
Yeah.
And he's like,
it's tantric milking. We gotta have him last the whole trip.
Because if we're on a crusade, if we're on a mission, there's no way that we're getting the most seed that.
Wait. I escape.
Well, we gotta preserve the source.
Here's what happens. I escape. I cut my penis and balls off.
We could still stimulate the prostate. Yeah.
You think that'll still stop get us?
I cut my penis and balls off.
That's gonna stop us?
I mean, this is God. We're on God's mission. God will find a way.
Stupid boy. I like the idea going back to, instead of milking him every day, we're on like a journey across the ocean that's like
slow and steady.
18 months. And the buyer is in this like in Hong Kong or something, and he's like, I need the purest seed, and he doesn't want the quantity, or he doesn't want the quality. Yeah. So we're edging him for 18 months.
Nope.
And so then he gets there. No,
nope. That doesn't happen.
And we have to like this roll him happen. Off the ship in like
In my crusade, I kill all you guys.
No,
the Hong Kong businessman is like, I need to milk him when he arrives.
That's the thing.
He will not. Myself.
Dude, he's paying so much money up front.
Yeah, you're dead.
He's paying so much money up front, but his stipulation is I get to milk him. We just don't sweat off our back. We don't care. Yeah. It's less work.
I burn you guys alive while you're sleeping.
We don't sleep.
No, you're chained up.
We've already discussed that. We have a drug rotation, so one of us is not sleeping.
And you're so deep in K-hold territory, dude. You don't even know who you are.
I bite my own artery and kill myself.
How? You can't. You're tied up. You're flayed on a table, dude. Face down.
You think I won't kill myself the second I get a chance? The second you let up, I'll kill myself.
You have no chance, dude.
Yep. All right. I'm taking somebody's penis off while I go out. Yep.
You think that'll stop us, dude?
Yeah.
You think just removing a regular man's penis is going to make us change?
I kind of felt like this Holy Crusade was going to be a weird one anyways, where we're all eunuchs and shit.
Yeah,
like,
I could see that.
Nothing gets in the way of our mission.
Yeah, it's like a Twilight Zone episode where you like finally escape and you're like, I'm going to remove all these penises.
And you pull the pants down
and they all no penises.
Maybe I like that.
Dedication to the
cause.
But
maybe we're thinking about it a little too rough. Maybe he's like the most secure package ever. We're on a mission from God to transport this.
Like
the children of men.
No. Yeah.
So it's like he's the
last provider of seed in the world.
So
we run back the safe movie.
And he's a vampire.
We still need to eat, so you will need to be dragged behind the boat. But
to catch all the fish.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have a contraption that makes your mouth wide open when you're being dragged.
Seawater?
Well, you'll milk the seawater out of you.
You can only drink seawater once and then you die.
But we'll see like a big school of mackerel and it's like, go over there. And it's like, we time it. Wrong. Right. So you swallow a few mackerel.
Yeah. Mackerel are the worst fish to eat. You should have gotten a tuna or something.
You can't fit tuna in the mouth.
Too big.
Mackerel.
We chum the back of the boat, and so he's eating tuna chum.
That's dinner time. It's just chum.
Yes.
Yeah, I like those.
So many good contraptions.
Bad crusade.
No.
Bad
crusade. All right, what's a good crusade for you, Corey?
Not that one. Tell you that. For me.
What do we need to change for it to be a good crusade for you?
We go to...
He voluntarily is milking himself.
No, uh-uh.
You're saying you would never milk yourself on the entire crusade? I would. I'd milk myself. I'm not going months without milking.
Well that's like sailors in general. they are gay.
There's a lot of, like, prostitution in the Navy and, like, on submarine boats.
Really?
Like, both men and women. What? Yeah. Okay, like...
Like, nowadays?
Yeah. There's, you know how they have, like, commissary, mm-hmm. like, stuff you can buy on the boat, like, ramen, it's kind of like prison, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, people get items and shit, and people trade, like, cigarettes for whatever.
You can't smoke on a submarine.
There's, like, everybody gets paid, thanks, Corey, everybody gets paid a certain amount, right? But then there's, like, all these people that have, like, way more money in their account than when they, like, got on the boat, and it's, like, you can see the transactions between the military people, and it's like, damn, all of these guys are sending money to like this one woman or like this one guy.
Whoa.
And they're just like, yeah, they're whoring themselves out on the sub.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It seems like a good
supply and demand.
Yeah.
It's just capitalism, you know?
Well, they're underwater for like 9 months.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to come up for anything except to shoot missiles, and they can even do that underwater. I was looking at, well...
Yeah, go ahead.
I have been sending Shane the same boat, like, over and over and over again on TikTok. Remember that destroyer I was sending, or the aircraft carrier?
Yeah.
Then I got super into submarines.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Ohio-class submarines.
Wait, so you get to trains, bud?
I mean,
passed up trains.
No, because trains don't kill as many people as submarines, and...
I don't know about that.
Yeah, anyway, submarines are cool.
Submarines.
They don't have to come up for air.
I have, like, an ACAB news story that, like, I'm kind of conflicted about.
Because you, like, cops now, you might actually be changing that.
No, because there's two cops in this story, and it's, like...
One's bad, one's good.
But, like, they're both bad because they're cops, okay, but then... Okay, so... Daily Mail had this, like, trilogy of articles that came out. One, it was this Ohio canine cop had this dog for, like, 10 years... And the cop was, like, moving to another district, and he wanted to take the canine dog with him. But the chief of police, like, had an issue with this one cop, and so he was like, no. Like, you can't take the cop. You can't take the dog. We're putting the dog in, like, a shelter.
Well, the dog's a cop.
The dog is a cop. So there's three cops in this story.
Ooh, how do you feel about cop dogs?
Okay. Are they bastards? ACAB, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. All cops are bastards.
No.
Yes.
No, I've let the other ones go, but when they're dogs, I won't stand for that.
No,
that's
they
fucked up.
They are trained... No, they're bastards, dude.
No.
You know, they say there's no such thing as a bad dog, but a bad owner.
That's... Okay, so they're not bad dogs.
Ooh. They're bad cops.
They're bad... They're bad. Well, they're bastards. They might not be bad, but they're bastards.
I don't even know.
But anyway, so that was, like, news article number one.
Okay.
And then the cop that moved even was like, I'll pay you $10,000 to, like, that's the cost of a police-trained dog, whatever, so that I can take my dog with me to this new thing. So, like, that first story, it's like, okay, the chief is being a bastard, and the other cop just wants his dog, but, like, they're bastards too, but they're, like, a little lower bastards, right? Then it turns out that the cop that moved raised his bid to $16,500. And the chief of police was like, okay, fine, you can have the dog, after, like, this huge national story came out. And so then it's like, the bastard cop that moved now gets his dog because he bribed another cop with, like, $16,500. So that chief of police now, he loses a little bit. They're just like, I feel like, why can't they all just lose? Yeah. Why can't, like, all the cops lose?
The dog gets put down. The... cops get arrested for bribery.
Well, because, like, another thing too is, like, this cop can pay $16,500 for this dog. It's like, that cop's making way too much money.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah, like, he's for sure, like, nickel and diming overtime. Like, us as taxpayers, we're paying this guy too much money so that he can buy a bastard cop dog for $16,500 to another cop.
Is that illegal?
What?
All of that.
No.
Like, you're not breaking any laws by saying, no, you can't buy this dog.
Well, I think it was, like, there were, like, laws. They weren't laws, but
you need to stay with the department.
It was, like, that kind of bullshit. Yeah. Like, there's rules and regulations.
So, but with money, you can pass rules and regulations?
Yes, always.
So it's like, you know, it's just, it's the whole system. Bastards, all the
cops. So who got the dog?
The guy who wanted the dog.
The bastard cop.
A kid, he's going to, it's like a...
No, not all cops are bastards. Sounds like that chief was a bastard.
The only exception to ACAB are the dogs that are trained and then refuse to work.
Yeah.
And those then they have dogs. To, like, retire them and, like, give them to a family.
My dad... Well, never cops then either, so...
They went through the academy, but they were like, dude, if these other dogs go through the academy, they're bastards.
Are you a bastard?
No.
through academy. Okay.
No, because
so it's the same thing. You learn from the inside.
Yeah.
My dad, his most recent lab was the same thing, but she failed at, like, being a show dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you could tell, though, it's fucked up. Like, she's... When we first got her, she was just like, I'm, like, used to being in a fucking crate all day type deal.
Aww.
And, like, you could tell that, like, some people probably weren't so nice to her.
Yeah.
But whatever, forever home. But, yeah, I want, like, if I'm ever in a situation where I have that option, always give me, like, the defected one.
Yeah.
That doesn't go through the fucking schooling of whatever you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There should be a special, adoption for those.
My parents' dog, their newest one, is kind of in the same situation because they want it to be like a grounding dog, which is like they hunt. They do like special like faux hunts where they like have a rabbit hole and the dog like goes into the hole and like digs out the rabbit and like scares the rabbit out, whatever.
Yeah.
And he just is not into it. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a mentality I can empathize with.
It's a mindset that I
can. It's like, nah, I just want to sleep. I just want to sleep and eat.
They were walking for like, they were like doing it, walking through the field with like 20 other dogs, like looking for like holes and shit. And they got like 10 minutes into it. And my parents' dog just like laid down and was like, nah.
I'm work?
Yeah.
No, what is this bullshit?
I'm over it.
Yeah. Well, and then when like weed got legalized, they had to retire like the entire current force of dogs that were trained to trigger on like cannabis smell.
Whoa.
Wow. Give me. Oh, no, never mind. I don't want that.
So they had to swap out like all the airport dogs, all the like canine search, whatever.
Because then you're going to get stopped because it's legal, so everybody has it. So you're just constantly going to be stopping.
Yeah.
And then you look like a cop because
you're
training your dog to.
But if you're a cop, like, you want that dog to trigger everything.
Yeah true. Then it's probable cause.
Because you're like, oh, look, trigger.
I have my gun.
Yeah. Did you guys see that there was, like, a WWE superstar?
Yeah.
In like Florida, this like gal who's like super hot, by the way. I saw her like mugshot. I was like, damn, Shody.
Yeah.
But she got arrested for weed in Florida.
Fucking so dumb.
And I was like, wait, weed is illegal in Florida?
Yeah.
What the fuck are they doing over there? That's like, I want to be in Miami, like smoking a blunt on the beach.
Yeah, I would think that. Florida was one of the earliest states to legalize.
Where it's just like, no, they have to smoke K2 and like synthetic
spice.
Yeah, like fucked up shit.
I read this article the other day about how meth used to be like way more mellow. Like meth heads on the street used to be much more like sleepy and like less aggro. There was like a lot of less psychosis with like homeless meth addicts. Huh. But the government there was like a key ingredient of like original quote unquote meth that like the government like banned, and so to make like a new version of meth they had to use other synthetics that cause more psychosis. That's so like by the government, it's kind of like the Chinese sparrow story, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like you try to make an improvement but it makes it way worse.
Yeah,
it's like that. And so now you have like the zombies and like, you know,
fucking
yeah,
people tweaking
crazy.
It's like, it's got to be like Breaking Bad, where it's like, this is fucking 98% pure.
Yeah.
Where it's, it used to be like 60, and it's like, oh, I just do a little bit of meth. Blue stuff.
Hey, there's so many stories of, you know, they're all taking away the original recipe. Butterfingers changed, meth's changed. Bullshit.
I haven't had Butterfinger in a long time.
They're terrible. They're fucking terrible now.
That's unfortunate.
I had a friend who just went to a comedy show last night, and she got a rum and Coke, and it was $24. Oh. And they didn't have Coke, so they did Pepsi, and they did it without asking her if it was okay.
Yeah, you're going to make me pay $24.
That's a capital punishment.
Yeah.
If I was an elected official, that would be a fucking law that I introduce. Like, if they're going to substitute it, they have to make me aware.
Mm-hmm.
This is false advertising.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Throw the book at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not on that. It tastes the same.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
You're
smited.
Hold on.
What was it?
You're pirates.
Bang.
Yeah.
You think Coke and Pepsi taste the same?
It's been a long time, but like, maybe not exact, but fucking close enough.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could do 100 out of 100 taste tests and be like, that's Pepsi.
I'd love to do one of those taste tests, but I know someone's going to sneak in like apple cider vinegar, cum even. And
Corey's milk.
I would be pissed.
Yeah.
I went to the last we met, I was heading to the North Gate. Dude, go.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I've heard really good things.
It's way too packed on a Sunday.
Yeah. That's the Mexican rest, or like the like
market. Right?
Mitsawa.
Yeah, exactly. Nice.
Is that not really how you say it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, fuck.
But, dude, unbelievable. There, I got the tamale plate, but way too bonkers on a weekend. But it's fucking sick.
Well, it just opened, right?
Yeah, but
Is it? It's like a grocery store too, though. Yeah.
Same setup? It's pretty crazy. It's like all intermixed. Like you're shopping, you're going through products, and then there's just like the. There's the drink stand, there's the fucking tamales, there's the tacos. It's too much going on.
Is it Mexican or just like Latin?
Mexican.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure you're finding some Latin flavor in there as well, but yeah. Hispanic.
I was texting Shane yesterday about I was in the water surfing with my friend Brandon and our friend Brandon. And there are these three Japanese boys who were obviously visiting the United States. There was actually a contest going on the other side of the pier, but they were surfing on the north side.
And they were here?
Yeah.
And they were good?
Yeah, they were, I mean...
Interesting.
They were fine.
Why is that interesting?
Well, I know that there is a surf scene in Japan, but it's just like, I don't know, if it's a heavier day at the pier, that's like a pretty...
Locals only.
That's a pretty hard place to surf if you're like used to Japan, I think.
Now is the thing.
Okay.
They were paddling. No, they were paddling around. Obviously, like, it's whatever. There's people out. There's a good amount of people out. But they're like, normally when you're out there, there's a good amount of people. Everybody sort of stays in the same area. The waves come to you. If you're in the right spot, then it's your wave.
Yeah.
They're paddling around. They're fucking snaking people. I snaked one of them one time. And I hear them talking in Japanese over on the other side. And it's just like, whatever. Continues for like another hour. And I get out and I start texting Shane. And I was like, do you think that they would understand if I called them a gaijin?
Ooh. Corey was getting territorial. Dude.
Yeah.
Locals only. Yeah. That's Corey's Tower 2 crew fighting people, dude. Coming to America.
Gaijin.
Yeah. There is an etiquette. It sounds like they weren't a band yet.
It's when you just
they
were go, not. Come over here.
What's the direct translation of gaijin for?
So we're talking about, well, like slang. White guy.
I thought it was gringo.
No, Hakujin's white guy.
Okay, so gaijin.
It's like.
Hakujin!
Like slang is. Foreigner, outsider,
gaijin.
But I think it's more commonly used by Japanese people to foreigners who are not of Asian descent. Does that make sense? I think the direct translation would be that, but you could say that and he would know what you're fucking saying.
Well, it's like gringo, right? Like if there were like Mexican guys in the water and you called them gringo, like that wouldn't have the same.
No, because isn't gringo just like.
Gringo is, I believe it's like specifically Mexico.
Mm-hmm. I think it would.
It's like Mexican Spanish for like white guy.
Right, so that's not what he's trying to say though.
No, but I think it would. I think it would have the same.
Gringo are like equivalent.
Kind of, yeah.
And I think they would both have the same.
Well, no, Hakujin and gringo would be equivalent.
I think gaijin and gringo, if we switched it all around, I think they would both work. And well, you, it would get a point across where it's like, hey, you're out of place.
Kook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's I'm not being racist because I'm using Japanese.
Yeah.
Well.
That's also.
I don't know about that.
I don't think that's racist.
I wasn't being racist.
I think they would get. I don't know. They could. They would. They might get pissed at you and be like, the fuck?
Well, they should probably. Okay. I mean, like, that's kind of the idea. Like, hey, you're out of place. So they're like, wait, what? Like, why is this guy? Like,
yeah,
oh, but maybe I'm not a good etiquette.
Come on, dude. Help
like,
the
if Corey
out.
Was in Japan doing that, they would call him a gaijin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like, or like, fair. He would be acting as a gaijin.
All yeah, I'm not saying a is if the yeah, tables absolutely. Were turned and you were in Japan, those three boys would come over to you.
I would,
they would speak broken English and they would say, hey, you should come over here because this is what we do.
They were not being respected. They were not respected.
Have the first,
me.
You may have no, all the ways of about. The day because no, I'm going to sit. Not.
I feel like no, that's how
protect
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
If I was in Japan, yes, but
and they then, would be very respectful. And
that's
try
what you
to,
should have done. All yeah. I'm seeing on this end yeah. is Corey
fuck
texting
you.
Me racial
yeah.
questions.
Yeah, you should have tried to tell them what they were doing wrong and educate them.
They didn't speak English.
You didn't know.
I had
all of them speak English.
I had one word I could use,
and it was slang for outsiders.
You got more words. And now you could have told him your belly's full.
Yep, I could have done that. Oh, like I've got
said,
enough waves, onagi pie.
Yeah, you're full. You would have gotten that too.
Yeah.
My belly's so full from these tasty waves.
Go ahead, onagi pie.
Onagi pie, dozo. That's what you say. Go ahead.
Before we wrap up today, I have to give a shout out that Reacher season 2 is available on Amazon Prime. I haven't watched any of it yet, but whenever I turn on my Amazon device on my TV that I'm not going to mention, it opens up to an ad of it, and it's like it's usually like a 5-second ad, and the ad is. Did you guys watch season 1 of Reacher?
Yes. No.
Well, he's basically like an ex-military cop, but like huge jack dude, like crazy biceps, the
biggest, most handsome man you
can. I know who it
like
is.
Corn yeah. fed, like yeah. fucking lineman. And the 5-second clip is like there's a henchman like sitting behind the wheel of a car, and then it cuts to Jack Reacher like walking up to him, you know, like mm-hmm. confronting him. And then Jack Reacher, he kicks the front of the car and the airbags explode. And good. I was like, yes, dude.
That's good.
And I read a review that Reacher is the ultimate like dad show, and it's so true.
Damn.
It's just like
that's great.
This it's vigilante justice kind of, you know? And it's like
you're into it.
I'm gonna fucking kick this car and make the fucking airbags blow up and like just, knock this guy out.
Just over the top.
Yeah, yeah, like he's good. Not marble strength yeah. yet, but it's like almost, still believable. Yeah.
The first season was fucking chill.
Yeah, it was. The
first season was really
And it's so
good.
Funny because, like, knowing that Tom Cruise played Jack Reacher and mm-hmm. it's, like, based on the books, and the books is he's, like he's, like, a 6'6", like, 300-pound, all-muscle, cornbread, yeah. like, you know, offensive lineman. And then Tom Cruise, who's, like, 5'4", like, tiny dude.
Good for him for grabbing the craziest roles and him being, like, 5'5".
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty...
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You really had to crush it, and he did.
Yeah.
Well, he just produces all of his own movies now, so
True,
he just,
but
like,
again,
does whatever he wants.
There's no question that he fucking crushes it, stunts,
yeah.
all that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we can do it better. Him do off the cliff on the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Psycho.
I kind of, like, I want to do that. That seems fun. That'd be chill. Yeah. I can't ride a bike so good. Never been.
I think I can do it. He lays the bike down before he jumps off the cliff and just rolls down the face of the cliff.
Did it? Yeah. He rides the bike to the edge, does a cartwheel off. Mm-hmm. Zach could
Which we all know I can do.
No.
yeah, dude. That's fucking bullshit. There's no low criteria. I don't cover it. Same kind of tip, though. I know I was talking to you about this. Blue-Eyed Samurai is chill. That's a great recommendation.
Yes.
It's kind of beat for beat Samurai Champloo, though.
I need
and
to watch
I
that.
Know you gotta watch it, and you absolutely should. Like, the first, I've seen the first two episodes, and it's like, it kind of mirrors it.
Have you gotten to the brother yet? Of.
No.
He's what halted me.
Really?
He has a voice like this.
Okay.
That's like,
in Blue Eyed Samurai?
Yeah.
The guy without the hands?
No. The Ringo. He's cool.
No, he's chill.
Yeah.
The Lord's brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, his voice gets me.
It's fair.
Everybody else
it's
is
chill, though.
Fucking
I like
sick,
it.
Though.
I like it so far. But yeah, you should check out Samurai Champloo if you like that.
I'll check it out.
It's really fucking
Yeah, the good. Beginning, the first episode's very Samurai
Champloo.
Even
the second
vibes.
One, where he's like jumped by the assassins and they're in that village trying to find a boat.
The fight scenes are so sick.
They're very sick.
Yeah.
In it definitely, the Blue-Eyed Samurai.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They're better than Samurai Champloo for sure, but mm-hmm. I still like Samurai Champloo.
Yeah.
I just, every now and then, I still think about that one Samurai Jack episode where it's, like, the three henchmen in, like, a cabin plotting of how they're going to take, like, what Samurai Jack has done to them and then how they're going to team up to attack him. And you don't even see Samurai Jack in real time until the last, like, 30 seconds of the episode. And, like, they plan this coordinated attack and he just, like, and then it's, like, they're all done and he just, like, walks away.
That's in a top five for me, for sure.
Dude, mine is.
Of all time.
Yeah,
do you guys
so
remember
good.
The one where there's, like, the Anubis archers? The yeah. whole episode is
yeah.
silent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're in the snow? That one's my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Dude, the one where there's the dark ninja, the ninja that's all black, and then they're fighting in the shadows, so Samurai Jack goes all white, and it's,
yeah.
like...
The that contrast,
fucking yeah. fucking
yeah.
and they kind of,
and then they
last
fucking,
season,
no,
yeah.
dude, I.
Last season was good,
so
no,
good.
No,
what was your issue with the last season? The ending?
Yeah. I didn't like how it ended.
Yeah.
Come on,
no. I mean, it shouldn't have been that. It made no sense, and it didn't fit.
It was
the
one
what
of
you
those.
Mean?
It's like a time traveling. Like, oh, we're gonna go through this portal.
Yeah,
and like,
the sound of thunder, fucking butterfly effect.
No, it doesn't.
But it didn't work.
No.
There's like all these. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was executed perfectly.
I thought
no.
it was a lazy end.
No, I did too.
No, a lazy
really
end would be
me.
Him riding off into the sunset, happy.
No.
No, but yeah, no.
They just. I
you
mean,
said nothing other than no.
Okay, he should have gone back in time. And
why?
Okay, so the lady that let him go back in time, she disappears when she gets there, but she got him to go back in time in the first place? It's a logical fallacy.
Why? Yeah, she got him back in time. She did what she needed to do.
Then she doesn't exist, so she never existed. She never been in a place to put him back in time.
But she did when she opened the portal to go back in time.
No, it's a logical fallacy. But it shouldn't have happened that way anyways. He shouldn't have gone back in time. I think he should have tried to...
That's your opinion.
It should have been shut off, and he should have been sucked.
It's your opinion, man.
The only thing that kind of makes it
right.
The time travel okay is, like, the whole show is based off of him getting... Well, Samurai Jack back to the past, right?
Yeah.
Exactly, dude.
So, like, that leaves him wiggle room, but I feel like whenever you're, like, jumping back and forth, mm-hmm. it's like, well, why didn't they go back to this point in time and, like, mm-hmm. kill baby Hitler? And it's, like, that kind of bullshit.
Well, he alleviated so much pain and suffering by going back in time.
Yeah.
Because Aku was in charge for, millennia.
Yeah.
So.
I think it should have gone a little darker. He should not have gone back. And if he did, they should have done it in a different way.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
I thought the last season was great, except for the last, like, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, top 5. I agree. I
still think it's top 5 for sure.
Samurai Jack is fantastic.
I need to rewatch it all again.
It was, there's so many episodes that are just, like, fucking chill, artistic-wise.
Yeah.
And, like, amazing, like, one-offs, too.
Yeah.
The Scottish guy.
Yeah, so like, when he has to cross the bridge, the sky bridge, yeah. So sick.
Magic rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.